So Tracy, what's it been like for you? Because you've been on the board and then you came on board as a staff member. So have you been surprised by the amount of work it takes to pull this thing off?
Surprised is a good word.
As opposed to overwhelmed, exhausted.
There are days where it's a little overwhelming. I was an attendee of the festival for a long time and loved the festival. And when I retired from teaching, my friend Bev Marshall said, "Oh, you should talk to Paul Willis about volunteering at the festival." And I thought I would be taking tickets up at the door or something like that. And I had started an event company. And so the first thing he asked me was, "Will you be in charge of the gala?" So that was my first foray into working behind the scenes at the festival. And then I was on the board for a few years and doing lots of the events, but I was still just doing specific things. Then Paul sort of reeled me into the office, and now I'm full time. And it's a little overwhelming, the number of things that have to be confirmed and people's schedules you're working around, and then you get an exciting bit of news that you know, Estelle Parsons is coming, or Big Frida confirmed, or
Big Frida. I love that.
So it's so exciting. I answered the phone one day, and it was Dorothy Allison, whose work I have admired for so long. So I have my fangirl moments. And then dealing with our wonderful sponsors and patrons and helping people figure out what tickets they want to buy. And so there's so many things that go into the festival that I think I never really truly understood. And it's just been a lot of fun.
Well, it's such a year-round effort. It's like this giant Rubik's Cube, you know, you wait for everything to fall into place.